introduce Howard today. Where did he go? Oh, okay. Oh, hey. Howard, do you want to say hi to the people on Zoom really quick?
Yes.
Okay. So I will just say this. When I first met Howard, I did not like that guy. I just thought, really? He's got the cheesy little gun thing going on, and it was just weird. But it doesn't take too long in the presence of Mr. Partridge to recognize a heart for people and someone who really cares and wants you to do your best. So let's play full out today. You're here. You may as well have a great time. Let's keep the energy up, and let's give Mr. Howard Partridge a warm welcome.
So how are we doing? Right? Did you guys notice? And I'm standing up here because we have another camera right here. And eventually I'm going to have my slides down here. I can see a few people on video too. Hey guys. Yay. All right. So did you guys notice, speaking of affirmations, did you notice what your bracelet actually says? Says, I am phenomenal. When we started these conferences and everything, we used to have these black bracelets that said, I am phenomenal. And I went to a conference. Oh, you still got yours, Michael? Killen? Wow. He's still wearing it since 1912. And so the thing is that I was just shocked at how much that helped people. And I literally had somebody tell me, it might have been Michael, I don't know who it was, just whenever I get some stinking thinking, I just snap that bracelet to remind myself. So in getting started this morning, I want to have the phenomenal talk with you. And I want to encourage you to have the phenomenal talk with other people. You know what the phenomenal talk is? I'll tell you what the phenomenal talk is. I just had the phenomenal talk in the men's restroom with another guy. Now, his name was Renee, and he works at the hotel, and he was in there cleaning. And I said, well, I'm going to go in there and talk to everybody about the phenomenal talk, so I might as well practice. So I said, how you doing? Good. And I said, he said, how are you doing? I said, I'm phenomenal, and so are you. Phenomenal. Oh, yeah, I think I saw that around here somewhere. Seriously, this has happened. And I said, did you know that you're phenomenal? He said, well, sometimes. I said, no. See, here's how the phenomenal talk goes. You are always phenomenal. I said, do you know why? He said, why is that? I said, because God made you. No, I actually asked him, I said, do you believe in God? He said, yes. I said, is everything that God made phenomenal? Yes. And especially human beings, because God made us in his own image.
Amen.
How cool is that? So we have to walk and live and be out of our position, not our condition. Now, I ran Southwest Airlines out of business with peanuts, so I have bracelets. Now, since nobody wants the red ones, I'm going to throw these out, okay? Who wants bracelets? And I'm going to throw these out because when you leave here, these aren't going to mean stay away from me. In fact, I had a phenomenal talk with a 5-year-old yesterday, and you know, sometimes younger ones need to be reminded. So I went to find Phenomenal Shay. There she is. And I said to her what Gigi says to me when we're coloring. What color do you want? So She picked out a color. So when you leave here, then it doesn't matter what color you give to someone else. Okay? So I don't want to have any bracelets left after this conference. Who wants one? Okay, there we go. All right, where you at? Okay, there we go. Look, wait. I'm not throwing anything to you. Get up here. Get up here, Jeremy. Listen. I was thinking about this morning. I mean, you know, God is always right on time, isn't he? I said, what is the COVID 20? Everybody gained, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever. It's like, I just sat around on the beach and I'm like, I put my suit on, and I was like, you know. And then he walks in, and God gave me my answer. I just gave him Mr. Phenomenal suit made like this. You see, and I make it a little baggy so that I just walk around. Mine is going to be white, and it's going to say, you are phenomenal, so am I. Huh, you got a white one too? All right, so you need some green to go with that green right there. All right, there we go. Okay. All right, give these to your kids. Give them to your friends. Give them to strangers. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Give this man a big hand clap for him. Bowling about to walk up with you and something like that. Give him a praise. I got this idea from this group right here. Y'all ready? Okay, there we go. Okay. I got this idea from AC and the Softwatch guys. I spoke at their convention in January, and they had these bracelets. You know, red, stay away, yellow. Come on in. Got it? So I got the idea from them, and we added the whole I am phenomenal. Who needs bracelets? I saw hands over here. Okay. Oh, way over there. Here you go, camera. There you go. Oh! Better get some muscles, too. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. These don't fly as far as peanuts. Okay. I got three more for now. You can get more at the back. If you don't have your color, we need to get some more at the back. What was that? So Greg goes, this is kind of like being in an auction, okay? You raise your hand, you raise your pen, so there you go. You just bought some. All right. Okay. After over a year, we're here. Love it. We never would have thought about doing that, but guess what? You know, how many of you know that this COVID-19 thing made you grow? How many of you know that we had to pivot? How many of you know that, I had a mentor in many years ago, and his whole thing was change is inevitable. I need an easier word to say than inevitable, but, you know, it is constant, maybe. Change is constant. It's always going to happen. But growth is optional. You're going to have the opportunity to grow this week. You're going to see a new picture. You're going to have an opportunity. How many of you know, as Mr. Rick Jones says, that growth, all growth, happens outside the comfort zone, doesn't it? By the way, those of you who were not here yesterday, just to give you a little update on everything, Brenda Sell had emergency surgery. She had her gallbladder taken out. The surgery was successful. And so be praying for just the continued healing for her. And I texted Rick this morning, said, how's the patient? He said, I'm going down there. I said, he's going down there to take care of her. I was like, well, who's going to take care of you, you know? And he said, oh, they got food down there. And they got food, and, you know, there's plenty of beds down there. So, you know, I did take a nap. He just said that. I added that part. So he'll be watching this a little bit later. So anyway, pray for them. And you know what he said to me? He said, look, we got this here. Just take care of our community here. And more than anything else, that's what we are here. We are a community. Well, we help each other grow, don't we?
Right.
And so we're going to have the opportunity to grow. I woke up at 3:19 this morning, and I couldn't go back to sleep. There were thunderstorms all night, which I could usually sleep through those, but I was excited for today. Not nervous, not anxious, just eager to be here with you guys. And I started thinking about how all this started in the first place. And what happened was in 1997, on a dark stretch of Texas Highway between Houston and South Padre Island, I was with one of my team members, and a lot happened in 1997. I took on two partners. I was building a house. I found my dream property, got the vision for my dream property in Destin, and the dream for Phenomenal Products was born. We were brainstorming on how we could help each other, help other people, and you know, my business was just barely, you know, we had just crossed $100,000 a month. I mean, we were just really getting started. I had brand new partners, and the next year we went over $1 million a year, and you know, we were just barely getting warmed up. But I'm already thinking about, you know, how am I going to help other people do some of this stuff, right? I was doing a lot of teaching in these associations, and people were learning my systems. They were learning my referral marketing, and they were learning how to network and things like this. And so I decided to write some manuals. And I didn't bring the early manuals here for two reasons. Number one, on the front is one of those glamour shots. It's in black and white as well. Like, I ain't letting anybody take a picture of that and post it. I know some of you have those binders, and if you do have them, I will buy them from you. They're not worth anything. Thank you, Lewis. I'm glad I got dirt on you. We both have pictures, okay? And then the second reason is I was like, I don't want anybody to come and do this. Now, there's good content. But how many of you know that since 1997, so we grew from three little manuals, how to take your business to over $1 million a year. A referral program so effective you may never have to advertise again. Oh, that's good copy, isn't it? And it's true. And then I had some other little technical reports. To all of this, to people in over 100 different industries in 20 different countries, partnered with the Ziegler Corporation, the most trusted brand in the training business in the entire world. Was Tom BTPOTT yesterday? Was he back with Tom? I mean, Tom was with the 777, our leadership group, yesterday, and you know, I'm always serving. He does the same thing to me. He says, the very first time when his dad was on the stage, he's back there surveying everybody. So what do you think about this Howard guy? Oh, we love him. Not Sherry Perry, but everybody else. The first time. You know. It was probably their second time or their third time, you know. And they saw it. That's good. And I'm making more money than ever before. Maybe all of us. That's good. But the third one is what got Tom Ziegler, probably the reason that we are here, still partnered with the Ziegler organization all these years later, because you said this to Tom Ziegler. You said, or those that were here back in the old days, I have more time with my family. More time with my family. I have more freedom in my life. Mm-hmm. And to see the transformation of human beings. There's probably plenty of people that could do the business owner boot camp. They may not get, you know, they might not do as good as I do. Anyway, there's plenty of people that could do it. And Brian Tracy said, if you got somebody who can do it 85%, then let them do it, right? Can Santiago do it more than 85%? Yeah, probably 110%. He'll make it better, right? But there's a reason that I still do it, is because what is crazy today is that when I see what's happening to people like Michael Killen or Elise or Sherry Perry or Chris Parrish, turnkey business, making more money than they ever did before, but more importantly, the relationships in their life, the dream team that they have, and the freedom that they have, and the impact, the difference that they're making in other people's lives. And when I see somebody walk in the door for the first time, I remember the first time I met Michael Killen. I remember the first time I met Elise. And yes, I remember the first time I met Sherry Perry, too. Now, I didn't know about it, but I was a little nervous. You know, you're going to be a little nervous, probably, when you step into the Ziegler Dojo for the first time. And you don't know how you're going to be accepted. And we all make mistakes. I mean, you noticed that on the cover of my books, I no longer have it. Yeah, I knew the amens and hallelujahs were coming. Yeah, I'm a slow learner, what can I say? But the good news is I finally get there. Okay? There's other people who quit who are ahead of me. In my service company, there are plenty of people ahead of me in a lot of different ways. But guess what? I just never quit. See, I love what Sherry started with. Get up. Because, see, there's something called opportunity, and there's something called opportunity, right? I've been thinking about a book, so every time I hear a blank up, I put it in my little notes. I got 12,000 books started in my notes app, right? Where's Jonathan Pierce? Okay. Now I'm going to keep an eye on all you guys that overflowed the bar last night, okay? I've got my eyes on you, okay? But what do you say about your Atlanta Falcons? Yeah, give me the whole thing. Give it to me. Microphone. Okay. Now I don't know if I can duplicate that yet. Yeah, but I got a trip to the beach schedule, and that's where I do all my memorization. You know, BTPOTTWCEBLTBOTDOTC. You know, COG. How you doing? Better than phenomenal, over the top. Who can ever believe? Living the dream. Off the planet, off the charts. Child of God. Everybody's got a problem, right? You got problems. Jesus said that. You don't have trouble. But be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Don't be conformed to the world. Be phenomenal and do phenomenal things. So you have the opportunity of growth. To rise up. Whatever that is. Okay, listen. Has everybody relabeled your alarm? That's right. Zig Ziglar said, who wants to wake up to an alarm? To an emergency? Maybe that's the problem, is that we get started with an emergency. Woo, 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 woo. I mean, who wants to wake up like that? Well, maybe it's because some people need that, like, Like, that's the only thing that's going to wake him up. Okay? You know, Christian and I have been driving back and forth together. Yes, it's an adventure. Okay? He was 4 years old when this dream was born. In fact, he was in the back seat asleep. My buddy who worked for me, his son was in the back seat. We're going to South Padre Island for the weekend. We're drinking soda and eating beef jerky. It's 10:30 at night. We're dreaming about this. Kids are asleep back there. And tomorrow, Christian will be 28 years old. So tomorrow is that young man's birthday. And you know what's cool is to see his little pod all standing around him. He's become a phenomenal coach. But you know, at one time, he was a teenager. How many of you have teenagers? Do you have teenagers? Okay. You could have a fire truck sitting outside, inside their bedroom, going off, and they're not going to get out. It's like, is it alive? Like, is there any breath? Is there a pulse? Okay. But on Saturday morning, it's soccer. Christmas morning, they're up before you are. Wait a minute. Something's going on here. Opportunity. Opportunity. So how are you waking up? I relabeled my iPhone label to opportunity. Relabel it. You can just relabel it. It says opportunity. My favorite song in the whole world, Shout to the Lord by Darlene Sheck, starts playing. And that's what I wake up to every day. So first you got to wake up. Then you got to get up. You know, you have a choice, right? To lay in bed, to get up. Then you got to dress up. Then you got to show up. Then you got to speak up. The only reason I'm here is because I keep showing up. You know that we have done more than 60 of these conferences like this, live conference. You've been to 30 conferences? First of all, I can't believe that. Secondly, I can't believe the meticulous notes that Elise takes. Like, I've been to 30 conferences. I've been like, okay, does anybody else count? Yeah. I've been here 8 years. Ariana was 5 years old. I mean, this is so cool, right? So back to the boot camp. The reason I still do the boot camp or the beginner boot camp is because I love seeing the transformation. I love seeing, you know, meeting people like Michael, who is scared to death because his business is just eating money like, just like a monster, eating cash like a monster. Somebody like Chris Parrish, who is just overwhelmed by his business. Somebody like Sherry, who has a great business but not such a great culture. And to see that transformation is phenomenal. It's better than phenomenal. So I'm glad that you showed up. Because we are going to learn some things to grow. We have been growing in the inner circle. And we're going to have a short time this morning to do some sharing, first of all, because we learn from each other. And when one person in the community wins, it encourages the next person. Maybe it causes them to step up. I can do that. Then we're going to... I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do after that, but we're going to do what we call a preview, and that preview has a big P and a big R. So it's not just a review of the last quarter. We have a conference every quarter, but it's also a preview, and I'm going to help you to get your head right to be able to take as much advantage of this conference as possible. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So our tables have anywhere from 3 to, at the most, 2, 4, 6. 2, 4, 6. Okay. So this shouldn't take more than 6 minutes if you guys do this right, okay? So we're going to have an icebreaker. Just someone at the table volunteer to be a facilitator, or you can point to somebody and they can, however you want to do it. And here's the question. It's just one question. Everybody needs to answer this question. What was your biggest win in business over the last 3 months? What was your biggest win? 60 seconds or less. And I need somebody to take some notes because I'm going to have you guys do some sharing. Yes? Or yes? Okay. Ready, set, grow.
Nancy, what's your big win?
Well, it's supposed to be business, but my opinion of this is that you can't succeed.
Awesome. Okay. That is that's 25% down off the high you said.
Okay. Calling.
Okay. What about?
I get lots of performances. I basically put with focus. So my odds are 90% hospitalization.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So as a percentage wise, what would you say?
10%, 60%. Okay. Versus my average amount, it was probably
3%. There we go. That's a big number. Nice. 100%. And that was insurance. Is that health insurance? Is that right?
Yeah, that's yeah, specifically Affordable Care Act insurance.
And then for us in our business, we are breaking massive records. Marketing is driving the whole thing. So a year ago, we retooled the whole front end of the business to be the marketing center. And now it's paying off in streams. It's just with COVID last year, people didn't clean as much. COVID or residential jobs and commercial buildings are removed. And then now, those people that didn't clean last year, those that did, you know, the few that did, we're all kind of piling on top of each other right now. So everyone's playing spring training, the world is opening back up in our market. And so we are doubling. The front end thing. Exterior cleaning. I don't do any interior cleaning, self-washing. That front end stuff is all working on heavily now. Jim's actually the coach. I do teach on Mondays for the sales training. And then I have 2 pods that I facilitate. One Wednesday morning, and then one Thursday evening, and it's specific to the group that's here. So we see Rob here with what Howard just talking about. So I'm a product of phenomenal products. Also, software systems. Small business developers, industry organizations. So they've helped us retool along the way. there's a good foundation to start with. Now, of course, taking it to the next end of 2004.
I don't shred. I'm not a shredder.
I just told you, like, I'll say with my routine of energy, Dan, kind of like,
praise God. You are a case study.
Well, I joined the life box, and I used to.
Oh my god, that is fantastic. Okay, Jim, I gotta read the ones that people are typing in also, okay?
Okay.
Successful quarterly virtual training webinars. Shifting to a more profitable services and eliminating unprofitable services. We also eliminated negative performers to the bottom line, and we're more prepared when we filled a vacant seat. Our biggest win in the last 3 months, having the right employees in the bus in the right seats. Implementing the referral rewards program with excellent wins. Gaining traction through EOS with Santiago, meeting and exceeding our monthly budget, and having a full-time salesperson on staff who's killing it. And I do have to agree, he's killing it. added our son Levi to payroll, and then increasing prices. So that's a bunch of people typing in there, so
okay.
Awesome. In case you guys can hear me out there on virtual, Jim McDonough is taking some notes. He's going to be sharing for our group. Ooh, this is a good one. Being home for dinner every night.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah. And by the way, y'all, we're working on the audio. We're going to try two more options here in just a bit. By the way, thank you, Inman family. You guys are helping us out big time over here. And also... Sarah, thank you for also helping us out on the mic. Hallows family, thank you so much for the feedback. It's really helpful, okay? Just so you guys know. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll get it rolling.
November 20th. Yes. Okay, folks. Let's wrap it up. Oh, there it is. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. It's already in the notes. I have that. So you guys are going to be feeding me some.
Where's Jim?
I really should freak Sunzi out and move this thing. All right.
Hey.
You don't have to be. Do I have to be? Can I say rise up even if I'm not a football fan? Okay, all right. Everybody say it like you love it. I'm not going to say it because I got a microphone on. I don't want to like run all these virtual people out of here, but go ahead. Everybody, come on now. Transformational Living by Earl Nightingale. That's what we're talking about, is transform lives. Any one of these people that I mentioned that are winning big, the first thing that they're going to say is, they're going to say, money's nice. Being turnkey's nice. But here's what's happening with my family. Here's what's happening with me personally. I've been transformed. Okay.
Charlie, everybody give Charlie a round. Here we go.
Charlie. Charlie made black. So we had a lot of phenomenal things happening at our table. I just want to be real quick. I'm just going to hit them all. So Tyrone was able to purchase his first commercial property, multi-use property in his business.
Come on.
And Scott has been getting really involved in Inner Circle and has been able to develop some systems. One of the biggest wins he had is he hired a technician and got himself off the truck.
Come on now, off the truck.
My beautiful wife, Kim, is a director of a classical conversations community. It's a homeschool community. And they started off the year down. Some of them did COVID, some of them did some other things. It was kind of scary. They ended the year way up with more members and people coming in next year already. And so in our business, we're on track to hit all of our goals, and we developed our own KFP. We're in the middle of our first mini game. So
yay, great guy of business. Awesome. Give me a big hand clap. Transformational Living. Okay.
All right, so I think we've had a pretty good conversation. Andrew over here has hired a nice employee. He's really happy with him. So, and Jason is had a really strong showing with his bookings for the best you've opened a month with. Is that right? For his bookings for his job?
Yeah.
I had I hired a new guy, got rid of a guy. The culture of my company's got a lot better here in the last quarter.
Beautiful.
And my 17-year-old comes to her first, besides Destin, her first conference. Hey! Hi! Can I ask you a question? She's looking at me like, hey, you ain't asking me no questions in front of all these people. All right. Do you know that you're phenomenal? Yes. You do? Okay. Yes? Okay. I have a gift for you. Okay.
All right, let's hear it for Lyle.
Hand clap. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more.
Okay, sound check. What's going on up in here?
Sound check.
Sound check. Check. I've got down
in
here, and
yeah,
hopefully the
mic
will be on.
Test 1, 2.
Hey.
There it is.
All right.
For him.
Yeah. Where, you know. Dude, I love these people at this table. Let me just say that. This is a wonderful group. A lot of growth.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. There we go. So, anyways, there we go. So Eric and Mandy here, Mandy came on board and has helped out a ton of stuff, and they got their website up and going. That was a huge accomplishment for them. They've been doing great, loving that. Matt, he did 80% in this first quarter of what he did all of last year.
Woo! So that's growing up.
Yeah, definitely. Randall, he's been living outside of his comfort zone, but working forward through it all. Haven't we all been living outside of the comfort zone this past year, year and a half?
That's true.
So anyways, that's awesome. Terry and I, we got a new logo for our business, and it's a lot more focused, and it has the word custom in it. So we're hitting a niche market, and people know that our prices are going to be higher now. And we, for the first time, know our KFP.
Yay! Awesome! And you're going to be with me and Dustin here in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Yay! Okay.
That's the Thirsty Thursday pod table over there, Alan.
All right.
Thirsty Thursday!
All right, we're going to have to call out the pods here in just a minute. Okay, there you are, Serve Transformation Living. Okay, all right.
All right, hey, so I want to talk a little bit about what is going on virtual here. And so there's a lot of companies that are just breaking and shattering records. We've got new members here to the inner circle.
Yay!
The one I really want to point out here is Nancy. Okay, and so hearing some of the things that are going on in her world, which is a 400% increase over April to health insurance that are buying it in the marketplace, which means more Americans are getting health insurance, which is a fantastic thing. On top of that, not only is she breaking records because of that, but she talked about her leukemia, and her numbers are down. She's here today with us in COVID, taking a little bit of risk, but she's here growing her business. Her levels are down to the 2016 levels, which are absolutely fantastic.
Wow. Beautiful.
Talking about blessing, right?
Yeah.
Next comment was she has signed up for life with Inner Circle
lifetime,
and she's maximizing that value.
Awesome. Yes. We want you to do that. That's awesome. Big hand clap. Thank you, Jim. Okay, three more, real quick. And those of you that got bragged on, we got gifts at the table, okay, on the break.
All right. We have a couple of great accomplishments at our table. Ashley, in the last quarter, has accomplished the goal, the dream goal of all of us, Turnkey M3.
Yay! Yes!
On the road, so that's awesome. And Kelly here has grown double year over year. Month to month. So extraordinary growth here at this table.
Awesome. Thank you, Brad. There you go.
We have one here. Oh, after.
Okay, we got two more.
Okay.
The table has experienced phenomenal growth and transformation. Lee, we did one per person, but Lee experienced a transformation because he went from, it was commercial to residential.
Just get the best one of the table.
Out of and, the best one?
Yeah.
And well, we all agree that
not the best one, but one that stood out.
He implemented a drastic price increase to $1.75 per square foot on his carpet cleaning service.
There we go. There we go. We know these guys are always winning. Just one quick question for the two of you guys. How long ago was it that you got involved with this organization? 2005. How many years is that?
16 years.
Eddie says slow learners. I don't think so. I think it's that you just keep growing, right? Oh, did I give you a thank you, Pamela. You betcha. Okay. All right, Elise.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can see you.
See me and hear me. Okay.
Yay.
All right, at our table, we have some cool stuff. Deanna pivoted and went from an in-person to a virtual conference. Great team, had an awesome time. We had a fabulous trade show and then got invited back to do a couple more. We have business transitions, selling your business, almost complete. I'm super excited about it. And my company won a new design award.
You won an award?
Design
award? I love it. Awesome. Thank you. Somebody else got an award recently. You'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay, perfect. All right. Okay, time to get to work. I want you to, first of all, I want you to recognize these wonderful, phenomenal folders we have, or booklets that we have here. These were provided by Jim Turnell. Where's Jim? Okay, stand up. Okay, listen. He provided these at no charge to us, okay? And what I want you to notice, or first of all, what I want to say is that Jim has been our printer for, I don't know, a year or so now? 2 years? For Ziegler for 3 years, for Phenomenal Products, a year or so. And this man does a phenomenal job, okay? So, phenomenal job. Flip open your booklet, and, interesting. We have a free trial offer here. You ever heard of that? You ever heard of that? Okay. So, when you experience this man's service, his quality, you're going to love it. And listen, these free memo sheets, maybe what you do is turn those into I like you cards. Like just a little I like you memo or something. People never throw them away. And you'll have your business right on. Just this example, an idea. Okay? So give it up for Jim Turnell, Legacy Print Group. Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. What we're going to do is... I want you to look in your inner circle folder, and what we're going to do is we're going to do an assessment, and what we want to do is we want to do our life assessment and our business assessment every single quarter, because as you grow, as you move up, you're going to need to determine how you're doing in your business. All right. If you want to be turnkey in 3, that means you got to have all these systems in place. Okay. If you want to build a phenomenal dream team, you need to have a phenomenal leadership system. Okay. And so here's what happens is if we revisit this every quarter, that's what I call a preview. Okay. We're going to review the last quarter, see how we're doing. You're going to want to get out your assessments from the last time you did it and do the same thing for your life wheel. So let's go ahead and take a few minutes to do those, and then we'll move forward. Let's get it done as quickly as possible. No talking, please.